It's Thursday, January 2nd. I'm Lucy Steiner.
And I'm Sam Cedar. Which of these stories will you be talking about today?
On the eve of legal recreational pot sales in Illinois, Governor J.B. Pritzker pardons more than 11,000 people with marijuana convictions. Meanwhile, the EPA's own scientific advisors warn that the agency's regulatory rollbacks under Trump are at odds with established science. And lastly, Bernie Sanders' campaign hit its goal of 5 million individual donations, the most contributions any campaign has ever received this early in a presidential election.
You are listening to Majority FM's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
On Tuesday, just one day before legislation legalizing sales and adult use of recreational marijuana took effect in Illinois, Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker granted pardons to more than 11,000 people with low-level cannabis convictions. According to the governor's office, more than 700,000 records are eligible for expungement thanks to the law. Illinois' legislation is notable for provisions designed to serve individuals and communities in the state who have been negatively affected by the nation's decades-long war on drugs, including one that establishes a low-interest loan program to help, quote, social equity applicants enter the legal cannabis industry. Another program, Restore, Reinvest, and Renew, will direct 25% of the state's cannabis revenue back into the communities hit hardest by decades of over-policing, disinvestment, disenfranchisement, and violence. A federal panel of independent scientific experts accused the Trump administration's Environmental Protection Agency of ignoring their guidance and the agency's efforts to roll back Obama-era regulations that will affect public health for millions of Americans. The EPA's Science Advisory Board wrote in four draft reports published on Tuesday that the agency's revisions to at least four regulations, quote, conflict with established science, unquote. The Washington Post notes that although two-thirds of the board are Trump appointees, they found, quote, serious flaws in the proposed changes to rules governing pollution, gas mileage, and how regulations are written. The revisions and regulatory rollbacks in question include a reversal of a rule that limits the use of pesticides and other chemicals near waterways, and a push to exclude certain scientific studies from policymaking, which the panel says could easily allow systemic bias to be introduced.
Hey, Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin, that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend. And regardless of what you order, receive 10% off of your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. All shipping, of course, is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at justcoffee.coop.
The Bernie Sanders presidential campaign said Wednesday that it met its fundraising goal of 5 million individual donations. It is the most contributions any campaign has ever received at this stage in a presidential election. Sanders, who has received an average donation of $18, finished the year with a $34 million gain in the final quarter, topping Pete Buttigieg's haul by $10 million. The Sanders campaign claims that it has raised more than $96 million since launching in February, and 99.9% of donors have not maxed out, meaning they can continue to donate. CommonDreams.org notes that in the fourth quarter, teacher was the most common occupation of Sanders donors, and Amazon, Starbucks, Walmart, the United States Postal Service, and Target were the most common employers. And now for some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie.
The Military Times reports that the Pentagon deployed 750 soldiers to the Middle East Tuesday and is preparing to send up to thousands more troops in the coming days amid ongoing protests at the American Embassy in Baghdad. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has requested immunity from prosecution in three corruption cases in which he faces indictment on charges of bribery, fraud, and breach of trust. CNN notes that Netanyahu's request to parliament is a rare move and a potentially unpopular one heading into the general election. Uber and Postmates are suing California over its controversial new law that requires, quote, gig workers to be considered employees rather than independent contractors. Supporters of the law say it's a way to protect workers and make sure they're eligible for benefits offered to employees, such as minimum wage, paid sick days, and health insurance benefits. And lastly, North Carolina voters in the 2020 primary election won't have to show photo identification at the polls after a federal judge ruled the voter ID law was written with discriminatory intent against black voters. The issue of the general election in November is still unsettled since it's possible the issue could go to trial before then.
Quicker. Quickie.
That's it, folks. Thanks for listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie. Sam.
Hey, thank you, Lucy. Don't forget to check out the Majority Report today live at noon or later wherever your podcasts are found.